Your Press TV News in Brief. A Palestinian foreign ministry has strongly condemned the appointment of far-right politician Avigdor Lieberman as Israeli Minister of Military Affairs. Foreign Ministry said the move conveys a message that Tel Aviv prefers extremism and settlements over peace. A Palestinian lawmaker also called for international boycott of Israel over the move. Saudi warplanes have conducted fresh airstrikes on Yemen's Taiz province, killing a civilian and injuring five others. The Saudi fighter jets also carried out air raids on the provinces of Sana'a and Jaf. So far, over 9,400 Yemenis have lost their lives in the Saudi strikes, which began March of 2015. NATO has finalized plans for major deployment in Eastern Europe, which is the alliance's biggest military buildup since the end of the Cold War. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg said this is part of a deter and dialogue strategy against what he called Russia's aggressive policies. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's call for political dialogue between NATO and Russia, but he said the Minsk agreement on Ukraine conflict has to be fully implemented before the normalization of ties with Russia. Kerry made the comments in a news conference at the NATO headquarters in Brussels. Iran's deputy foreign minister has dismissed the United States' claim that its missile systems in Europe are meant to counter threats from Iran. Abbas Araghchi, who is visiting Japan, said that Washington is pursuing other objectives as Tehran's missile launches are totally defensive. U.S. congressmen have called on President Obama to release a confidential portion of a recently published congressional report on the 9/11 attacks. Representative Rick Nolan said the 28-page section is, quote, shocking. He said it contains plenty of evidence for families of the victims to sue those responsible, namely the Saudi government. Massive forest fires in Canada's Alberta have spread into neighboring Saskatchewan province. The brush fires that threaten Canada's oil sands have more than doubled in size this week, covering more than 500,000 hectares of land. Wildfires already forced tens of thousands to flee their homes in Fort McMurray.